5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I tried to go on a juice diet. I had three cracks at it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Having a look at your new nose. It hasn't worked.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Yes, we do. Great to be back with you. Hump Day, Wednesday, February 3. Great to be with you and with you. Joey, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Bill. Always great to be with you. Good to see you. And you're looking sharp, too. I know yesterday you were going to get a haircut, yes. Tight Ass Tuesday. You couldn't get in, so you had to pay full price, but you've got it done. Look sharp.
Yeah, just wandered down here in Clarendon Street. $23.
Was it? For that?
Anyway.
Just to clipper it.
But yeah, just a clipper. So he started clipping. What about this? I'm sitting there and you get all your... They put a tape around your neck now and put the cape on you. So I'm sitting there, mind my own business. He does half of it and he goes, do you mind, mate, if I just go and move my car?
Do you really?
He puts the tools down and wanders out the street, comes back about 8 minutes later, had to move his car. If you don't mind. I said, yeah, mate, go and pick the kids up and go and see if the missus wants some milk. Like,
did you go to one of the ones where for $23 you can get a free drink? You know, so they didn't give you a drink, didn't offer you a beer
like that. Not like in Geelong. You get looked after down there, let me tell you. You get a slab. Slab of crownies and it's $10 a haircut. No, but good to have you here, Rabsy.
What's his stats? Because he's been very... Callum Moore.
And he's from... Where's he from? I think he's from...
Aberfeldy. Quarter under 18s.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, it's hard to say. It's got a lot of syllables.
It's not actually that hard.
It is.
Aberfeldy, Bill.
Aberfeldy. Jeez, Jim. I miss him, Jim, that little... little linguini.
Any feedback from Jim? Has he contacted you about the first couple of shows? He hasn't sort of texted in and said, how it's going?
I love the, loves the quote of the day. Joey, a bit of sport going on, so we should hit the button.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, and we'll start with cricket because Cricket Australia have informed Cricket South Africa that it believes it has no choice but to postpone the forthcoming Qantas tour of South Africa. Of course, the boys are going over there to play, wasn't sure, about three or four test matches. But because of corona, the pandemic, it's been postponed.
Yeah, too risky. I think that's the right call. I know Cricket South Africa are very disappointed. They felt that they tried to meet all the demands of the Australian team. But in the end, I think they've made the right call. It's a risky time to go. But it does mean that Australia now might not qualify for that first ever cricket championship, the grand final, essentially.
Right.
The best two teams playing in it, so that'll cost them.
But also,
I think it's the right call for their health and safety.
You. Especially with that South African strain they talk about, they're very, very deadly. Anyway, but what it also means, Australia won't play test cricket until next summer.
Yes.
The Ashes, that's a long time without playing test cricket.
Absolutely.
So. Hey, what it does, though, the Shield cricket, they're going to have some big names playing in
it. Oh, they will too.
Opens that up, doesn't it?
It does.
Very nice.
Very good. Very good start.
Good thinking. Well done. Now, Ben Brown, you were all over him on Monday, said he had the best game ever, played in a practice game, he kicked eight, and he was best on ground.
Yeah.
Where is Ben Brown right now?
Well, now there's concerns that Melbourne have bought a lemon because his knee is no good. There was always talk about his knee, and now he's having real issues with it. He's got scans, and now it looks like he's going to have surgery on his knee. Ooh. It's been a troublesome knee.
It has.
And he was looking really sharp in the preseason, so that is a bit of a blow for Melbourne. Maybe that's why they're able to get him for pick 28 and 30 or whatever it was. Maybe there were some medical tests that said his knee was a bit dodgy.
But
so
everyone,
Ben Brown, that's a blow because I thought he was going to be the difference from Melbourne potentially being a top four
side. Does that leave them short in the forward line?
Well, it does because Sam Wiedemann now is really their only one. The young Luke Jackson is only still a kid. And Tom McDonald, we don't know where he's at, what position he'll play. So a bit of a blow for the Demons.
But that was always the knock on him, if you like, Ben Brown, wasn't his knee, because he missed a lot of footy with it. So, well, let's hope. But if you go to the surgeon, that means you're going to have an operation,
pretty much,
doesn't it?
Julian Fallows, famous surgeon. It looks like he'll be having an operation.
Hey, we're having a chat before the show. You come up with a very good point. I was thinking about this on the weekend. at Melbourne Storm.
Cam Smith.
Yes.
There has still been no announcement. They're halfway through their preseason. They'll be starting to play games in probably in a month.
Yeah.
I think preseason games. Cam Smith has still not made any announcement on his future.
How does
it's remarkable.
Happen?
So the Melbourne Storm believe they're almost certain that he's not going back to the Storm.
Yeah.
So they believe he's either going to completely retire
or Queensland
or the Gold Coast Titans, who have apparently got salary cap room. They're still desperate to try and get him up there. And the talk is whether Cameron Smith's watching a bit of Tom Brady at the moment, who's 43 years old. Cam Smith's 37, and Cam Smith still probably, he probably still is one of the best players in the comp. Whether he can go to the Gold Coast Titans and turn that franchise around and make them a top four contender. And imagine what Cam Smith's legacy would be if he went to the Gold Coast Titans and was able to get them into premiership contention.
Yeah.
But we're still waiting for an announcement. So nobody's heard from
that
him.
That is unbelievable. So you just assume he's not playing. Because if he was, he'd be training
you
now.
You would think so, wouldn't you? You would think 90%. So it looks like he's going to announce his retirement. But if he's going to do that, why wouldn't you have already announced it?
I know. I don't know. And on the back of that is a couple of good young boys that are going to take his spot.
Yeah,
that's
right.
They're waiting to see
Harry
what
Grant.
They do.
Harry Grant.
Harry Grant.
Star, and apparently the Storm are waiting to announce their captain. I think it's down to Jesse Bromwich or Dale Finucane. A couple of Dale Finucane's one of our boys at Triple M. But they're going to wait until Cameron Smith officially announces something before they announce a new captain.
So it must be soon. Got to be.
You
come
think
on,
so.
Smithy. What are you doing so. Out there on his boat on
what
the bay?
What about
Solly Lassie Vanaru?
Yes.
What about him? What about him?
I don't know who you're talking about.
No, at all.
Solly Lassie Vunivalu.
Oh, yeah. Vunivalu. He's a star.
Mm. Anyway.
There you go. Yeah.
So, well done. The bad boy of tennis. Do you know this bloke? Tennis Sangren.
Tennis Sangren. He's the new bad boy. We've had a few. Obviously, Bernie's our flog.
Yeah.
Then there's Daniil Medvedev, you know, the one that caused a bit of a stir, Daniil Medvedev. And now we've got tennis.
I tell you, it's come good. Kyrgios.
There's a bit of a soft spot for Kyrgios.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. But have a listen to tennis, who just blew up in it was called the Great Ocean Road Open. Have a listen to him.
15.
That was a great get from Tennis Sangren. That was bound to happen.
I hate this stupid sport!
I bet you do.
I hate this stupid sport.
He was the one also that he's the reason why we don't like him. He was the one that was kicking up the stink in quarantine.
Yes,
about not being happy that he had to stay an extra night and all those sorts of things. So Tennis Sangren's the new bad boy of tennis, and he's in Melbourne at the moment.
Beautiful. All right, Rabsy. Oh, I can't wait for the next segment. Oh, we got a big show. We got the hump day quiz, the quote of the day. And I tell you what, Joey's brought some stuff in from Champion Data.
Ooh.
And he loves it. Joey gets in, he puts on his glasses and sits there.
Hump Day Quiz is back next on the Rush Hour. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. And guess what? For the first time this year, Bill, it is back. And that's not the right intro. This one is.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's back.
Yay, Bill!
We don't know how, and we don't know why.
You know what?
Because we need time.
They soak up some time.
It's the return of the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be back with you. Looking forward to this, Joey. I'm excited. The Hump Day Quiz.
First one for 2021. Looking forward to it.
Very popular, too. We've got two blokes. We'll talk about them very shortly. But we get a lot of feedback. A lot of people want to come on the Hump Day Quiz, and you found a couple there.
I did. I was surprised how many people want to get on this quiz, Bill. It's more popular than I thought. But Anthony said that surely Big Bill brings the wheel out. He's still going on about the wheel. But he then also thinks maybe the major prize should be a trip to Thailand.
Oh,
he must have liked the Thailand joke.
With Gav. Yes. I got Lukey Phillip here. Bins, that's me, by the way, still owes me an apology.
An apology.
This would make up for it. Good stuff, Luke. You're not getting an apology. Yeah. Keep going.
Christo wanted to come on because he said, like JB, he has plenty of spare time during the day, and he loves it when you stuff up the English language, Bill.
Like you. What about poor old our mate here, Jeffrey Watson? Because I got my big toe.
You just told Joey not to use their last names, and you've just full-named a bloke.
Jeffrey Robert Watson, by the way. Because I got my big toe amputated. So he's had his big toe cut off, and he's in bed, mate. Can't get out of bed. He's bored. Imagine that, Joey, lying in bed all day and Not kidding, Toey.
Well, Joey, you asked why people would want to enter this quiz. I'll tell you why. Because the two prizes are sensational. We've got a $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher to win because it's open. It's sensational. Good. The weather's great. Go down there. Make sure you head to standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au/bookings and a $270 Blundstone boot voucher, blundstone.com.au. That's a free pair of Blundstones.
Wow. Yep. Beautiful.
So who have we got, Joey, in the first one for 2021?
Well, we've got Stephen and Michael on the line, which is great. But both of them are from Perth.
Sucked in.
Two boys from Perth. So great to have them. And I think they're stuck in lockdown too. Stephen, you there, mate?
Yeah, good day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. You in lockdown at the moment?
Yeah, we are, mate. Bit of spare time here at the moment.
So what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Well, the kids were about to go back to school on Monday, mate. We were so close, so... just a bit of homeschooling and trying to do a bit of work, mate. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, and we got Michael there too. He's in lockdown. Hello, Mickey boy.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Joey. How are we?
Going mate. Well, mate. What have you been doing, Deezy?
Just working from home.
What do you do?
Personal training manager.
Geez, there's plenty going on over in Perth. You see the fires. They were terrible fires too, boys. And then you got a hurricane or something, haven't you?
Cyclone coming around, yeah.
What's going on?
Plenty happening there, let me tell you. Righto, you are familiar with the quiz?
Yes.
Five questions. Yep. Get in first. Just say your name. Stephen Michael, who was a very good player, by the way. and whoever answers the most wins those, or one of them wins one of the great prizes. And the other one gets wins the other one. Here we go. You ready, boys?
Yep. Yep.
Who was photographed walking along the beach with his...
Michael.
Hang on, let me finish. Yeah, go, Michael.
Greg Norman.
Well done.
Well done.
Oh, I wanted to finish. Yeah,
did you say what the theme was for this quiz? Did I get mentioned?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, what's the theme for this quiz?
Last year, 2020.
2020, what happened in 2020?
Shut up, Joey. Walking along the beach with his dog and his one wood. Was the
Greg Norman.
It's more like a driver.
Well, yeah, one wood driver. But actually, for you, it'd be a putter. Number two, boys, is a audio question. Here it is.
Who is this?
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
Stephen, who's that?
That was a Karen from Brighton.
Yeah, well done, Stephen.
One all.
Thought that it might have been hard for the boys from Perth because obviously Karen from Brighton was famous down here. But yeah, exactly. Well done, Steve.
Exactly. A lot of Karens out there. Number three. Now, hopefully you'll know this one. What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Stephen.
Michael. Oh, they both know it. I think Michael got him first there.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Can you ask the question one more time? Okay.
What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Michael?
Your grandfather.
Yes! It's actually a good gag, that.
You still can't say
Shut up, Brabs.
Michael leads 2-1.
Thank you, Joe. Another audio question. Who is this?
I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet.
Stephen.
Michael. Dancing around the living room, spilling wine.
That was Stephen first. Who was that playing the guitar and singing so beautifully?
Steve Smith, man. Yeah, I reckon he sticks to batting.
Can we just play that again? I want to listen to that. That's I think you're bad. Right. He should stick to batting. I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet. Dancing
around the living room, spilling wine on your dress. Actually, it's better. Second, third time round.
You reckon?
No, yeah.
Well,
two all.
Yep, set up perfectly.
Tiebreaker. Big question, do you win the Blundstone boots or the St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher? Don't know how that'll go with you, boys, but anyway. Name the, you can now wait for it all, boys, or you can jump in if you want to. Name the 2020 AFL Premiers, the Brownlow medalist, and the Coleman medalist.
Got to get all three.
Stephen.
All right, first crack, Steve.
Yeah, Richmond.
Mm. Premier. Brownlow.
Lockie Neal.
Lockie Neal. 2 from 2. And the Coleman.
Coleman medalist, Tom Hawkins.
Yes! Stephen, well done. That is bloody good. Well fantastic. That was good to you, boys.
Very good.
You've been studying up in lockdown. When do you get out?
Hopefully Friday, Arvo.
Right. And do you have to have a test?
I did, actually. 48 hours since I got the test. I haven't got the results yet, so.
Right. Now, what do you want? We're going to give you the Blundstone boots, I assume.
Yeah, the $270 voucher to grab some Blundstone boots at blundstone.com.au.
Yeah, I'll go with those, boys. Cheers. Thank you very much.
And what's Michael going to get, Raps?
He gets a St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, so we'll fly you over.
No, we won't.
Do you know anyone in Melbourne? You might have to, Michael, you know anyone in Melbourne? You might have to donate it to a friend or family.
Yeah, I've got a few contacts.
Yeah, beautiful. Well done, mate.
Hey, well done, boys. Great to have you on all the way from Perth. Hope you get out Friday. And tell you what, another magnificent segment, the Hump Day Quiz.
You're asking us or them?
I'm just telling everyone out there.
Well, speaking of magnificent segments, guess what's up next?
What?
Oh, dear.
What? Confucius.
Bill's Confucius.
It's a segment the whole of Melbourne and, well, let's say the world is talking about.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
He who laughs last didn't get the joke. That was reminding me of you yesterday when you didn't get the joke.
I got the joke.
No, you did it 4 seconds later and your last laugh.
Oh, because JB tells me not to laugh at them and I try and then they're just so stupid that I end up laughing.
Anyway, another good one.
That's a good one. 3 from 3.
Must have a song, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. Billy Brownless.
Get on the beers.
Joey Montagna. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Well, Bill, you know I love the footy, and it's getting close to AFL season. The community series is a month away, almost exactly to the day. 4 weeks until we start playing again. So I wanted to get in to start having a look at these clubs. We had a bit of a disagreement the other day, didn't we? Which teams we think will be top two. I like Port and Brisbane. You like
Geelong and Richmond.
You went out there on a limb, the two teams that played in the grand final. But just having a look through the champion data, revealing their elite players at every club, and it always fascinates me. There's always a lot of familiar names. You look at the Brisbane Lions and, you know, Harris Andrews and Lachie Neal, etc. There's always a few strange ones that catch the eye. They make the elite status.
So these are the A graders of your club, right?
Absolutely elite, according to the stats, not opinion, right, not based on other than facts and stats. So Adelaide don't have any.
None.
Brisbane have got 5, as we said. Daniel Rich, Harris Andrews, Neal, Jared Lyons, McCluggage. Carlton, no Paddy Cripps. But they've got Adam Sard and Sam Walsh and Zach Fisher.
No, Paddy Cripps is an A grader.
He's an A grader. Yeah. Collingwood have got 5. Mason Cox is in there. I don't know how Champion Data came up with Mason Cox.
Mason Cox.
Still elite.
No, he must be elite in being 7 foot.
Yeah. I think if they categorise it, out of all the 7 footers in the competition, he's number one.
Jordan DeGoey there. He's got a sore groin too, they're telling me.
Yeah, I saw that.
You didn't see it. I told you.
You told me.
It was on the news last night.
What about Essendon, poor year?
Yeah, Jordan Ridley, the best and fairest winner, the young star. He's an intercept defender. Nat Fyfe, of course. Yeah. So some familiar names.
Oh, Cats. What about the Cats?
I'm surprised they've only got 4, to be honest. But Mark Blitzarves, Tommy Hawkins, Paddy Dangerfield, Sam Menegola.
Yes.
But the Jeremy Cameron is now also there.
Sean Higgins.
They've got plenty.
Isaac Smith.
Cam Guthrie was an All-Australian. He couldn't get in.
Best and fairest.
Matt Rowell has already been elite category, but he only played
five or six games.
Yeah. Hawthorn's interesting.
Yes,
we spoke about them, and we spoke about them with Damien Barrett yesterday, where they're going to be at as a club. I think they'll be a huge talking point this year.
They'll be bottom four,
I think they'll be bottom four to six.
No, I say bottom four. I reckon with you.
But so they've got 5. They've got Luke Bruce, very good player. Chad Wingard, Sicily won't play at all. No. Big boy McAvoy was interesting, and yes, Jack Gunston is elite, but Gunston will miss the first half of the year, and we know that Wingard is a good player, but Sicily's out for the year as well.
Yes, exactly.
So the Hawks will struggle. The Ds, Petrarca, Oliver Gorn, Port Adelaide, Robbie Gray, Zach Butters.
Stephen Motlop.
No,
he's not.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's not an A-grade. He's been a very, very good player, but he's not an A-grade.
No, but he's elite for score assists and accuracy in front of goal as a small forward. So that might have snuck him into that category. Richmond have got Vlosten, Edwards and Martin.
Yep.
You'd think a bit thin there. Dylan Grimes was probably a bit stiff. So was Shane Edwards or Dion Prestia or keep going.
Yep.
The Saints have got a couple and the Sydney Swans have got a couple. The Western Bulldogs and the West Coast Eagles have 5 each. The Bulldogs, Caleb Daniel, Marcus Bontempelli, Dunkley, Lockie Hunter, and Bailey Williams. Yeah. Bit of a surprise, but it's very interesting. The one that caught my GWS only got 1 elite player, Harry Perryman.
Oh.
If you had said to me, out of all the GWS Giants players would be elite, I wouldn't have said it would be Harry Perryman.
Because they've got all the superstars.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently, haven't they?
They do, but maybe
who's their
shows,
best player?
I think Toby Green.
Who plays mainly forward?
Yeah, I think he's their best player.
Whitfield?
Well, they've got Whitfield, you've got Josh Kelly, Nick Haynes is a star. They've got a lot of good players. I love Taranto as a midfielder. Yeah. But
where are they going to finish?
Yeah, they're an interesting one for me. I'm not sure where they're at. I think maybe their ship has sailed. I think they've missed the boat. I think with Jeremy Cameron leaving, Aiden Corr, Heath Shaw, Zach Williams, who's a very good player. I think they'll miss the eight, GWS Giants.
He's the coach who'll be under
the pump. I think so. I think it's going to be interesting where the Giants are at as a footy club, really.
And the Saints, your old mob.
Yeah, they're going well. They've got two, so they had...
No, but where will they finish?
They will finish definitely in the top eight. I don't know whether they can match the top four teams yet. The Brisbane, Port Adelaide, Richmond, Geelong, those sides.
Yeah.
I still think they're a rung below. So they'll be in that, you know, bottom part of the eight.
Right. And the Dogs?
Dogs are same scenario as St Kilda. Top eight worthy. They'll be, are they good enough to challenge the top four teams? It's up to these other clubs. Melbourne is another one that need to leapfrog and try and challenge these big four or five clubs, including West Coast, who for the last two or three years have really been, you know, dominant in the competition.
One more club. Collingwood.
Oh, they're interesting as well. I think a lot rests on Jordan Degoe because their forward line is going to struggle. You said his groins may be sore. I just don't think they can kick a big enough score. I still rate the coach. I rate their list and defensively, but I've got them just outside the eight. Do you think St Kilda and Western Bulldogs are better than Collingwood?
I think Collingwood are better than them.
Yeah, okay.
Because Jeremy Howe comes back. That'll help.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. But no, they're a side to watch.
They are. They're going to be fascinating, the Pies.
Doing this.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual.
Very much so. Very popular. Also, this segment, very happy with it. We've brought some new segments to the table. And they're working up, though, Joey, and you've found something.
I did, and this man always tends to trend. But LeBron James, last night, it was all over social media, getting into a bit of a heated verbal altercation with a fan at the basketball, sitting courtside, a female fan.
How old was she?
Well, apparently she was 25, but there might have been a bit, you know, she might have had a bit of work done and might have been a bit older. But
And she was sitting there with her husband.
You're all over it. He's apparently in his 50s or 60s. They call him Daddy Carlos. I think he's the sugar daddy.
Yes.
But it was interesting because obviously not many fans at the basketball at the moment, so you can hear every bit of sledging going on. And apparently it started off as the husband. He was getting into heckling LeBron James.
Yes.
And LeBron James bit back. And then the wife, wasn't it, Bill?
Juliana. I was there.
You were there. So I thought you were there. Can you explain us if you were sitting behind them?
Well, Juliana, she said, I was there and I've told the police what happened here. So she said, I don't have an issue with LeBron. I don't give a f*** about LeBron. Anyway, I'm minding my own business, drinking my beverage, having fun. All of a sudden, LeBron says something to my husband, sugar daddy. And I see this. I stand up and I go, don't f*** talk to my husband. And he looks at me and he goes, sit the f*** down, f***. And I go, don't f*** call me a f***. You sit the f*** down. Get the f*** out of here. Don't f*** talk to my husband like that. And that's verbatim.
That's good memory, boy. You remember all that when you were sitting there.
That's how it unrolled.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Did you jump in or did you just sit back in?
No. I just wrote it down. I was taken aback.
Yeah. Interesting. Who was in the wrong? Do you think LeBron have every right to bite back, or should he have just gone on with the basketball and let the heckling take place?
As you said, this sugar daddy, he was having a bit of a go at LeBron. And they are very close. And LeBron said something. But I think Karen or Juliana, she got it. She was out of line. You can't say that. Anyway, they all got kicked out.
Not LeBron. He kept playing.
No. Yeah. Except for LeBron. Yes. He's very good, but that was good.
Yeah, good.
And also, while we're over in America, I want to ask you about the Super Bowl because you love the Super Bowl.
Yes, a lot of people do. Obviously, that's going to be on Monday and that's going to be huge because it is pretty significant. It's Tom Brady, who is the greatest of all time, up against who everyone thinks could become the future greatest of all time, Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady's already got 6 championships. But what was interesting, Bill, that was trending, is that in the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, which is obviously right now.
Now, yep. Because when I went over there, they had these stores set up. Like you walk in and you buy stuff. And remember they have all the interviews and the media come in for a whole day, which I don't think they can do as much anymore.
They haven't been able to do
it. And they have media days. And it's for about 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. Just you go everywhere and buy memorabilia.
Yep. So despite not having anyone there, these 2 weeks, Tom Brady's jersey is the highest selling in NFL history in the 2 weeks leading up to a Super Bowl.
In the history?
In the history of the NFL. So these 2 weeks, more people are buying Tom Brady's merchandise and jersey.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's a piece of history. Yeah. I think if he can win with another team, of course, he was famous at the New England Patriots, at home, the first ever time a team has made the Super Bowl at their home venue.
Yep.
I think people are snapping up any merchandise.
Because he might retire.
He might retire, yeah. And it might be a piece of history, and it's the greatest of all time. So that was just something that caught my eye in NFL Very history.
Good. Well done. Where are the Buccaneers?
Tampa Bay.
On your Buccaneer.
He sold that joke about eight times. I'm still blown away in Atlanta yesterday for LeBron James's game.
Oh, I know. I was, hey, Lebo.
Did you say that to him?
No, I was a bit scared. I didn't want it because he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with Karen and old sugar daddy.
Joey Montagna, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show, CG43. Chris Golding from Melbourne United. What stories are trending unusual? And another quote from you, Bill.
Can't wait. Don't be late. You'll miss
this. Anything else?
No, just go to the joke.
Okay.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Actually, quick shout out to my mum and Dr. Don McIntosh, who officially retired today. Their last ever official working day is today. So congrats to them.
Oh, your mum and the doctor.
Mrs. Rebs.
Are they an item?
No, they obviously work with each other.
Well, they both retired. It just sounds unusual.
Retirement party?
Yeah. The school phoned me today and said, your son has been telling lies. We're not happy with him. I said, tell him he's a bloody good at it. I don't have any kids.
That's better.
You get that one, Joe?
Oh, I've got that one.
Good liar.